Hi, Frank Thacker here, and welcome to the Daily Peacemaker. So the other day I was talking to a friend of mine, and he watches these podcasts, and he says to me, he goes, you've been talking about this shadow stuff the last few times, which is true. We have been the podcasts have been about that. So he says, What is this with shadow? I thought your podcasts were about peace and creating a culture of peace. He said, I don't understand what's going on here. So I said to him, the podcasts are focused on creating a culture of peace, and it's focused on supporting and encouraging individuals like yourself and me and other people to do what they can in their ordinary everyday lives to create a culture of peace. So he goes, yeah, so what's shadow got to do with all that? And I said to him, well, in some ways it's very simple and straightforward. I said the best resource, the best tool, I don't like the word tool, but the best source of energy you have for creating a culture of peace is yourself. And one of the greatest issues in becoming your true self is your shadow. So the more you can become more integrated within yourself and the whole, whatever words you want to use, the more likely you are going to be able to use what gifts and skills you have to create a culture of peace. And one of the things that one really needs to deal with, in my opinion, to become more whole, to grow, to become better integrated, is that what we call shadow. And it's basically the shadow. If you want to look at it as a container or another person, if you will, it's where we put all the stuff about ourselves that we don't like. Some of it, we may be aware of it. A lot of it, it's really in our unconsciousness. So, given that, it's very simple. The more you can deal with your shadow in the sense of acknowledging it, understanding it, befriending it, in a way, if you wanna say that, the more integrated you're gonna be as yourself, as your true self, and the better able then you will be able to do what you can to create a culture of peace. So in that sense, it's very simple. From another angle, shadow is a very complex container, or a very complex person, or a very complex part of ourselves, because like we said, it contains all those things that we don't like about ourselves, but they're part of us. And until we learn how to deal with it, the shadow is going to interrupt our life in many ways and hold us back. So to enlarge on that, it takes a lot of energy, tremendous a lot of energy, psychic energy, to keep your shadow as your shadow, to keep all that stuff about yourself that you don't like or haven't been able to accept, to keep that away, hidden, if you will. It's probably a good word. Well, thank you, Frank. That was a good word. So it takes a lot of energy. That same energy could be used to do a lot of good things about you getting energized to create this culture of peace. So that's one aspect. Another thing that happens with the shadow is pretty unconsciously, we project onto the other the stuff in our shadow. We project onto them the stuff about ourselves that we don't like. So you can see how if I project onto you something about myself that say you're very lazy, because I know I have that in my shadow. I know I have a tendency to be lazy. So if I project that onto you, then I can like put you down and say, oh, you're a lazy bum, you don't want to do anything. Or if I project onto you that you're a really angry person, you know, and I don't want to deal with you, you're just a waste, I'm going to stay away from you. So we project onto people our shadow, and it pushes them away, basically, because if we don't like the shadow of ourselves, that hidden stuff in us, and we project it out onto someone else, hey, probably not going to like them too much. The shadow, part of what happens with the shadow is when something happens that sort of taps into that shadow self of yours, there's sort of an intense reaction in terms of anger or anger or fear. Fear's another big one that hides out in the shadow. So then that kind of fires us up in almost like a negative way, because we then, if we get angry, we want to attack. Or if the fear is so overwhelming, we go, "Ooh, man, I'm gonna get out of here." I have a friend. This is kind of a good example, but it's a little unusual. So this guy appears to be this really, I don't want to say nasty, but really gruff, hard individual. And his shadow self is kind of like this really kind, gentle person. But he's learned that if through, you know, upbringing and all that stuff, that if you're too kind and gentle, the world is going to take advantage of you. So he walks around as Mr. Tough Guy and nothing bothers him and, you know, don't mess with me. When you really get to know him, he's really this kind of compassionate guy even. But no one sees, or very few people see that. And in his everyday life, he doesn't go about acting in a very kind, compassionate way. And so you can see how, if he befriended or got okay with his shadow self, was able to accept that, well, you know, there's some good in that, he could then be much more compassionate and much more able to build a culture of peace. So it's complex in a way, but it's really simple. You know, it's the shadow is what prevents us from integrating ourselves. So simply put, the best thing you can do in your everyday life to help create this culture of peace is to become the most whole, integrated person you can be. And it's a process, obviously, a long period of time. And one of the major things preventing you from becoming more integrated is what we call a shadow. Those hidden parts of you that you don't want anybody to see. You might be aware of some of them, and a lot of them are unconscious. And like for myself, a lot of stuff that I've learned about myself that I used to keep in my shadow that I wasn't even aware of, you know, overwork, shadow work is what they call it. I've become aware of them. You know, when you go back to this culture of peace, we describe it as, or I describe it as honoring and respecting the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And if you have a lot of stuff in your shadow that's negative in terms of, you know, angry people are no good, or scared people are no good, or lazy people are no good, or even kind people are no good because they're really out to get something good for themselves in the long run. You can see how that, you know, and you're going to project a lot of that. That's a big thing what the shadow does, is project, put it out there. You know, that's not me, that's you. You can see how that can really inhibit your ability to honor and respect the inherent worth and dignity of any person. So I don't know if that, I said to him afterwards, John, does that make sense? And he said, well, yeah, you know, we got to talk some more about that, you know, but it does make some sense, you know, especially the hot part is understanding what the shadow is. You know, a lot of people are not quite familiar with that term, but the easy way to put it is it's the parts of us that we don't like, and we keep hidden. Some of them, like I said, we're aware of, others we are not aware of. So that's why we talk about shadow and shadow work in these podcasts. And I do have to admit, I think that maybe when I started doing these, I knew about the shadow and I've been doing shadow work for eons. I maybe didn't realize how connected it was to one's ability to create or do what they can to create a culture of peace. So, excuse me. So, bottom line, in order to create a culture of peace, the best thing you have for doing that is yourself. And the more integrated whole you become, the better able you will be able to do what you can to create a culture of peace in your everyday life. And one of the best things you can do to become more integrated, in my opinion, is to deal with your shadow, learn about it, befriend it, accept it, don't let it control you, let you be in charge. And, you know, shadow can really do damage to relationships too, which is really kind of what culture of peace is about in terms of, you know, building relationships. So, all right, let me end there and we'll continue this. I was thinking maybe next time I should share a little bit more in depth some of my personal stuff with shadow experience. We'll see. Who knows what will happen next time. So anyway, hope all is well with all, and always good to be with you. Comments, questions, insights, always welcome. And may we walk in peace. All right, take care.